convinced, and that he believed David, and that David was.
So do you think that's what the answer
is? I was just nuts.
Do you think that's the answer, that you were mentally imbalanced?
Well, he wouldn't do anything about getting CJ out of our house. He wouldn't support me and say.
You still don't answer any question I ask you. Do you see that? I just said, do you think that that was the answer then, that you were mentally imbalanced and that's why you didn't get us out? Or was it fear? Or was it programming? Or was it that you were obedient to what you knew you had to do? What was it? And if there's another option, go ahead and fill in the blank.
Okay, we'll let you talk. What was it?
I don't know. Please let me see someone who deals with this.
Deals with what?
Programming.
So you're saying that it was programming. And that's why you need
all
to go see someone?
All I can say is I was desperately afraid.
Why do you refuse to talk to us about this? We are begging for answers
and
trying to cooperate with
you. I've been talking to you about this for about 5 hours now, last night and today.
Yeah, and you still won't give us one answer. It's so frustrating.
I wish I knew the answer.
We're not asking for your answer, you knowing the answer. We're asking for your best guess. What do you think happened?
Look, I have someone who's threatening to take me to jail, right, standing here in front of me.
I didn't
and you
threaten
want me
that.
To guess?
I didn't say if you don't tell
you
me right
me
now, I'll
guess
take you to jail.
Something
I never
that
threatened
you. Will
you
use as evidence against me? What do you think? I'm terrified.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. So that's why you won't talk to us?
No, I don't have an answer.
I never threatened you. I said I'm about ready to go to jail.
Go to the police.
To
said that last night.
You yes.
said that today.
Yes, I am about ready to go. But if you will work with us,
I
we want to do that.
I am working with you. I don't have an answer. I've said that these are things that I think I can do to help solve the mystery. I'm willing to go to another therapist.
So you admit that there is a mystery here.
It's horrible.
Yes or no?
It's horrible doesn't say it's a mystery.
Your lives? Our life?
We want some validation.
You're really strange. You will not validate one thing we ask you. You will not answer one question. What is that? Are you afraid? Are you afraid right now? Are you hiding something?
I'm not hiding something. I don't believe that that abuse happened. I don't believe I hurt you.
Then how do you think you didn't know anything? What happened there?
I don't know.
How about you give us an answer? Do you think we're crazy? Do you think we're making it up?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of programming you had as children. I don't know if you were programmed to blow up the case before it ever went to court. I don't know. It seems to me
so
that
you
are shooting yourself in the foot by bringing in more evidence that is going to weaken the present evidence you have.
Well, it is evidence. That's right.
If I knew, I would have gotten a divorce in 1978, if I knew anything.
But you just explained to us all the red flags that you saw.
All I knew was my job in life was to be supportive of my husband.
With a man who you said had rectal bleeding every month or two?
Well, we know a lot more about rectal bleeding than we did in 1976.
Well,
when
he told you the reason why was because he had been taken to ritual abusers,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't say really bad idea.
Ritual
now,
abuse was considered not a topic back then. There was a general authority who wrote about it, and he was shipped off to Alaska.
Who's that?
Cook, Gene Cook. He made a report to the Quorum of the Twelve about ritual abuse within the church, and he was demoted.
So you've looked into this.
Uh-huh. I've read everything that I can find about it, trying to put it all together and figure out what happened.
Hey, how's it going? Sorry, I missed our meeting.
I can only start here.
So in all your study, you think that this is the best explanation?
The
study of the ritual stuff?
Is some kind of programming that I may have had as a small child or when I met David. or when David was small. I mean, I can't explain why I felt like I had a witness that I was supposed to marry him, and then I had such horrible cold feet right before I was going to marry him that I went and talked it over with the man who was going to marry us, with Neil Maxwell.
God, you talked over it? Talked it over with Neil Maxwell?
Yeah, he was performed our ceremony. He gave me a blessing in his office. I had
you
cold
never told
feet.
Me that.
I had horrible cold feet.
You just
that
said
I
that
should...
you told him, and she said something like, it's too late. You talked this over with Neil Maxwell?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know why I was so afraid to marry him.
Did you know this? Over, she was...
No. All I know is that she told her mom and that she had sex with him before marriage and was scared of that.
I didn't have sex with him before marriage. There was petting, and I had to go to the bishop and wait to be cleared.
Well, that's not what you told me.
I don't know how you came up with that.
Came up with that?
I don't.
Okay.
That's not true, and I don't believe I said that to you. And I can tell you my bishop's name if you want to go research the bishop that I...
I don't think you tell... You think you don't need to report masturbation to a bishop or talk to your bishop about that. So,
no.
I don't really care. I'm not going to look into that. What you've told me, you've told me. What were you saying?
Credible doctors who deal with deep regret. That's the next step.
Well, and that's
one of them.
And having the writing from her.
Bye. When are you going to try to get it done? Because I don't want to wait around on this. This is something that is a pretty big issue for me.
And we have things coming up with a case. I mean, we have deadlines.
I have to talk. And if I'm going to talk...
When's the next time you have an appointment?
Well, we're supposed to be submitting our statements all the time. We're supposed to be working on them all the time.
I submit my statement already. This is why. This is
why I don't know what to do.
I thought all the evidence had to be in and submitted and was part of the affidavit before the trial.
Just to get the warrant for the arrest, but not. They can still add charges.
Yeah, we have a lot more still.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Those are just the...
I want to know your opinion. This is the best way to go? Because I don't want to waste time on something that you don't really think has merit.
And that you're not going to try to do and get done.
Well, it's... No, it's not even that. I want to know that this is something that she thinks is truly... a credible route.
Yeah, because she keeps calling it outlandish.
I guess the bottom
line because when you called it outlandish, that's like, well,
what is the it that I called outlandish?
That you were programmed.
No, I'm saying I don't have specific memories, so the only thing that I can come up with to put all these outlandish different details together is programming. And I don't know a lot about programming, and I've never found a doctor that does it.
You said you read a lot about it.
Well, David used to tell me things about it.
You said you've done a lot of research on it.
I've read on the internet everything I can about sexual abuse, about rituals, about whatever I could find.
Do you feel that there is a possibility that you were programmed?
Yes.
Thank you for...
Well, yeah. She will answer any question from him, but not one from us.
Do you feel like you can have that finished by Tuesday?
Yeah.
Tuesday morning? I have an appointment on Tuesday.
Okay. I'll write as much as I can and give you what I have on Tuesday morning.
Okay, but, I mean...
This is serious.
This is really serious.
You've got to write everything that you know.
Yeah.
That's what I said I would do.
No, you said you'll try to do what you can.
I know what that means.
Yeah, we all know what that
means.
It means
you put it off until Monday night.
Yes.
And then you'll cry and cry and cry.
And stay up all night and not finish it. And finish it by, like, Tuesday night at 7.
Maybe we should just say by Sunday then.
Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm. And will you write everything you can remember?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
And then there's Madison and I.
Oh, no. Did you already start that?
Mm-mm. I went to the pharmacy and picked it up. She hasn't come to get it yet.
Okay. So you haven't missed days of it yet?
She what? Hasn't started it yet.
Okay, good.
It's called... It's on her list. Like,
is there a time that you won't be home before, Will, and we can come by?
Just call us when you want to come by. It's not there.
Not there?
Yeah. We don't want to be in a house with our abuser where she's abused us.
All right.
Thank you.